Hello, geeks. Jack Munson here on the Facebook Franchise Podcast. I'm joined once again by Mike McDowell, my colleague and director of operations at Social Joey. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Jack. How's it going today?
Doing just fine, everybody. Mike is a certified Facebook ad buyer and business manager, and we're bringing you tips directly from Facebook to make your franchise system's ads run more efficiently and reach more franchise candidates and consumers in the most influential space on earth. Mike, you share a lot of updated stuff from Facebook, and the stuff that you clued me in on a couple of weeks ago really resonated with me because it's all about audio now, right? It's all about audio and recording and audio rooms and podcasts. So I just wanted to bring everybody up to speed a bit on what Facebook is doing. The first one that they've rolled out is this really didn't knock my socks off, but maybe it's something that some of our brands in franchising that we work with could use. They're now doing what they call a studio on your phone. It's an entire sound studio where you can record short sound bites and share them on Facebook. And maybe, you know, kind of think of it as a story with lots of special effects and things like that, only it's an audio version, right? Where do you see this kind of thing going, Mike, on Facebook with these audio files that people are now going to be sharing? Is this the next big thing, or is this something just for total geeks like you and me?
So to me, I think where this is going to be fire for our franchise clients is going to be with testimonials, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So everybody has testimonials all over their website, all that good stuff. Everybody begs and begs and begs for these, recommendations and all this stuff on Facebook. But now, this has created an opportunity for whoever that person is in that location. Like if they've got a happy customer, there's no more like, oh, that's amazing, let me send you this link where you've got to click 8 buttons and pull it up on your phone.
Yeah. Oh, and you don't have Yelp. Okay. Well, download the Yelp app and then Everybody already has Facebook.
My phone out of my pocket. And yeah. I'm going to say shoot me a soundbite on Facebook right now, and I'm going to record it right in my restaurant or right in my wherever location. And that person is going to give me an audio bite right there on my Facebook page, and it's going to immediately send it out to all my people. Like, to me, that is where this is going to be a game changer if franchise brands can put people in positions to take advantage of it. Because if I'm a Jersey Mike Subs, or if I'm a Serve Pro, and I can have somebody in my building that can get these from happy customers, man, I'm going to be posting them all the stinking time. Like to me, that is going to be the best, because it's a real human being that's sitting in my store that I just gave a Philly cheesesteak to or whatever.
Right.
And they're super pumped and they had a great experience. And they're going to give me that testimony. Forget sending them a review. And not that Google reviews aren't going to be important, but this to me is a game changer specifically in that testimonial space, because you're about to start hearing from real people that literally are at the place of business right then. And to me, that's an incredibly, incredibly powerful tool, because you can use these sound bites forever, right? It's not like gone like stories. You can actually plug them into your stories, right? So you can do part of that. They've got that audio to text and stuff like that. You can put that as a part of your Facebook story. You can post it on your page. So there's all kinds of cool things that you're going to be able to do with these. And to me, if I'm a franchise brand or if I'm a brick and mortar store, what I'm looking at here is I'm looking at this and saying, this is the new version of customer testimonials.
I hadn't even thought of those sound bites as customer reviews. As our colleague Katie Ray Kugler would say, that is Brill.
Yeah, she spent a lot of time in Europe, all those words. I don't know what that means. Can you translate to US, please?
Speak English, for crying out loud. I think that could be an amazing way to use these sound bites. The next thing that they rolled out last week is something that they're calling live audio rooms. And this is going to be both on Facebook proper and in Messenger as well. And I guess the best way we describe this as it's Facebook's version of Clubhouse or the Stereo app or some of these other apps that have gotten to be pretty popular over the past several months.
Yeah. So to me, this is somebody under the table offered Clubhouse some money and they turned it down. And so Facebook said, fine, we'll build it. Right.
Yeah. Facebook said, do you not realize what we did to Snapchat and Instagram and every other app that turned us down initially? We just recreated the same thing in the friendly confines of Facebook. I think these apps have some pretty long shelf life. I think the reemergence of audio in everyone's life, especially when you're on your phone, you've got headphones plugged in perhaps, and you're just having conversations, man, I'll tell you, the Clubhouse rooms that I'm in are much more interesting than any Zoom video call that we could be on with a bunch of people in the industry. It just feels like there's more interaction and just hearing that voice and having actual conversations and not staring at a Zoom screen for, you know, the 12th hour of the day. I think that's really where some of these things have gained popularity.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, the last year has been grimacing to say the least, and people are so sick of Zoom and all this different stuff. And when you think about that from a social network perspective, everywhere all the social media networks were going was video and live video and all this different stuff. And I think people are just so sick of, I know this sounds funny, but seeing people not face to face or via video. And you know, what I noticed is when we first started doing this, everybody wanted their video on when they And now, like, nobody turns their video on, right? And, right. And I think Clubhouse, honestly, came from that, of them realizing, like, people still want to have these conversations, but they don't want to be doing it in a format where they, you know, had to get up and take their PJs off, right?
I mean, right. I describe Clubhouse as, you know, it's a Zoom happy hour, but I didn't have to shave, so... there's a big benefit right there for everybody. So we're going to be doing that more on Facebook. And I think, again, kind of getting back to what you were saying about the sound bites and reviews, again, it's an app that everyone, literally everyone, already has. If you have a phone, you have the Facebook app. And it isn't anything new that someone has to learn. It's just yet another tab over there on Facebook, just like when everybody got very used to using Messenger or some of the other Facebook functions. So I think that's what the live audio rooms have going for it. Mike, the third thing that Facebook rolled out is actually my favorite part of this entire announcement. And that is the addition of podcasts. Facebook has discovered something called podcasting. So
it's groundbreaking. They're really breaking the ice here with something new, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, basically, long story short, everybody, you're going to be able to log into Facebook, go to your favorite podcasts business page, and be able to listen to every episode that every podcast has, including this one, right from the Facebook business page for that podcast. There will be a tab right there next to, you know, photos, videos, podcasts, and every episode will suddenly appear there. That should be, I've seen this already happen on a few test pages. It looks like this will be rolling out really, really quickly. And, the only thing I really had to add to this, Mike, and I'd like to get your take on the whole podcast thing, but the one thing I wanted to point out to anybody listening who has their own podcast, and I know a lot of the brands we're talking to in franchising now have their own podcast, and I think that's awesome. If you have a podcast already, make sure that your business page is set to the category of podcast. I know a lot of podcasters have their Facebook page set as the category of marketing or restaurants or healthcare or whatever industry that they're really tackling, but make sure that your business page is set as the category of podcasts, because if it is, you will suddenly be getting this magical tab appearing for all of your fans and followers in the very near future, where they can click on that tab and I would assume through an RSS feed or something else, all of your podcasts are showing up there. So the takeaway from me, Mike, is just make sure that you have your page set as a podcast if you are indeed a podcaster. Mike, any other thoughts on podcasts on Facebook? Do you see this as a big deal or something that was just sort of, you know, going to happen anyway, or where do you kind of stand on this?
Well, I think there's two things that I took away from seeing the announcement. Number one, it's back to the age old thing that we've talked about on here 100 times. Facebook wants you to spend all your time on one app and never leave.
Right? Yeah.
This is another way to keep you from leaving Facebook and going to Apple Podcasts. This is another way to keep you from going to Spotify or whatever else that you go to listen to podcasts on. And I think it's a great idea for them to be able to do, because it's going to be probably way easier to find what you're looking for. Because if you know the name of the business, you can get to that business's podcast pretty quickly. Or if you know the name of the celebrity, you can quickly get that and consume all of their content in one place. So on one hand, I see it that way and think it's a good idea for them just in trying to keep people's time. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other thing to me is, the combination of them releasing podcasts and this soundbite thing together, get ready for audio ads on Facebook. I mean, is where I ultimately see this going, is you're going to be able to monetize your podcast on Facebook. And the way that people are going to be advertising on podcasts is through soundbites. And so that to me is the long-term play here. That's where I think all of this is eventually going, is it's another monetization source for Facebook. In the same way that everybody else plays commercials on their streaming apps and things like that, Facebook's just getting into the game. And I think they're probably going to produce a product that's as good, if not better, because they've already got such an extensive platform. And then I think the other piece is Facebook's about to lose a ton of interest stuff from iOS users, right?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? If they own the data of what podcasts that they're listening to, now they can pull all that information back in. And so if you're listening to podcasts on Facebook, I wouldn't be surprised if Facebook now can say, well, that actually is not coming from your iOS device. That's coming from your Facebook profile. And so now we have interest data back on you based on the podcast that you're listening to. So
very interesting.
That's where things are headed.
Yeah. And think about the possibility for advertisers.
Oh, yeah.
You go to create a Facebook ad, and where do you want to run this? Well, I want to run it on Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp and Messenger. And now on Facebook podcasts, make a quick audio version of your ad, and there you go.
Yeah, specifically, I want to run it on John Loomer's, or I want to run it on Gary Vaynerchuk's, or I want to run it on whatever. And I'm assuming, again, we're making some assumptions here, but I'm assuming you'll have the ability to be able to bid to place your ads on specific podcasts. And I'd say it'll cost a lot more to advertise on Gary V's podcast than it will on, you know,
Social Geek Radio.
Yeah, Social Geek Radio, whatever, right? I hope we're very expensive, Jack. To me, that is where this is going. It's probably something brands need to start thinking about, is not just like, do we want a podcast? But if we were going to advertise on somebody's podcast, whose podcast would we advertise on?
Right.
And go ahead and start thinking through having a budget for that, because it's coming.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're selling franchises, who is a great podcast to be on? Yeah. Gary V and Simon Sinek and, you know, all of the big names that talk about entrepreneurship, they could be a little expensive though. So I think it's going to take a little reworking of your budget, because I think there's just so much opportunity to be had here for franchises and all types of entrepreneurs. So thanks for that, Mike. I'm really looking forward to diving more into the Facebook audio offerings as they start rolling out. And I think we're going to revisit this again in just a couple of weeks and see how everybody in franchising is doing with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited to see what happens. I mean, I know podcasts are still a couple of months away from actually being live on Facebook. I know there's probably some betas that are out there already, but
yeah.
But I'd say the ad system's probably a few months behind that. So, you know, if you're thinking about your 2022 budget, you know, you might want to pull some of that radio money over into this.
Yeah.
You might want thinking about some of that, because if you tell me, hey, you can advertise on a radio station like Fox Business or something like that, and then you tell me, hey, you can advertise on Simon Sinek's podcast that has X number of subscribers, and you know they're all people that are looking into entrepreneurship or whatever it may be, I mean, that's where I'm gonna put my money. You know what I mean? So,
we're looking at the right content for the right interests for the right brands. So. Great stuff, Mike. Thanks for that. And thanks to everyone for listening to the Facebook Franchise Podcast. If you need a little bit more information on anything we talked about here today, you can reach us at socialjoey.com. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.